This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hi, I'm Ben Mabley on Sunday the 23rd of September with the 200th edition of the Football Japan Minutecast. Thank you all very much indeed for your support and more than 1 million downloads over the last 3.5 years. So what do we have planned for the milestone episode, I hear you cry? Well, it's only right really that we keep the spotlight on the teams and players, and as always, they have not disappointed. A full roundup of some late drama at the top and some big thrashings at the bottom coming up in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and late goals were the order of the day at the top of J1 on Saturday, as Sanfrecce Hiroshima just about managed to hold on to their 2-point lead over Vigalta Sendai. In a 3:30pm kickoff at the Yurtec Stadium, Sendai conceded the opening goal for the fourth match in a row, as Yuzo Tashiro of Vissel Kobe rose highest to head home from a Takuya Nozawa corner. Tashiro went off injured later in the first half to be replaced by Ken Tokura, who thought he had doubled the visitors' advantage only to be denied by an offside flag. Vigalta then rallied to equalise 3 minutes before the interval, Liang Yonggi sending in a cross from the left for Shingo Akamine to head in from 8 yards. The score remained level until the end of an intense second period, when Sendai won a corner in the final minute of the 90. Liang's ball in was headed down by Toshihiro Matsushita, and centre-back Jiro Kamata improvised in front of goal to score with an overhead kick and give the title challengers a crucial 2-1 victory. Provisionally overhauled at the summit, the pressure was now on Sanfrecce, ahead of a tough 7pm kick-off away to 2010 champions Nagoya Grampus, who were still looking to keep alive their own hopes of glory. Hajime Moriyasu's side took a 1-0 lead into half-time, when Kohei Shimizu was given acres of space to run onto a flick from Yojiro Takahagi. Shimizu turned outside Grampus defender Danielle with ease, and fired the ball inside Seigo Narazaki's near post. But the hosts were level 5 minutes after the interval, following a move started and finished by Marcus Tulio Tanaka. Breaking deep into Hiroshima territory, the former Japan all-rounder passed the ball out to Taishi Taguchi, and continued his run to head the subsequent cross from right-back Hayama Tanaka just inside the post. The match appeared to be heading for stalemate, which would have left Hiroshima ahead of Sendai but on goals scored alone. However, in the final minute of added time, substitute Naoki Ishihara lofted the ball over the Nagoya defence for Ryota Moriwaki to send a perfect looping header over the flailing Narazaki and in off the post for a dramatic winner. Grampus fall to 6th place in the table, 9 points off the Sanfrecce pace, with just 8 left to play. Third from bottom, Gamba Osaka sent shockwaves through both ends of the table, with a total nullification and annihilation of 3rd place Urawa Reds, incredibly winning 5-0 at the Saitama Stadium. Hiroyuki Abe gave the relegation battlers the lead when his low shot went in under the late dive of a possibly unsighted Nobuhiro Kato, before Leandro guided Hiroki Fujiharu's cross inside the far post with a deft header to double their advantage on 36 minutes. Remaining on top throughout, to the delight of the 2,000 travelling supporters, Gamba effectively sealed the win on the hour mark, when Fujiharu cut the ball back for Leandro to nonchalantly convert a left-footed, back-heeled volley, as if it was the easiest thing in the world. The Brazilian marksman now has an astonishing 9 goals in 7 appearances, since returning to the club this summer. His compatriot Paulinho subsequently came off the bench to round off the party with two further strikes in the final 5 minutes. The result was not enough to take the Osaka club out of the relegation zone, however, as Omiya Ardita had already begun the afternoon with another 5-0 away victory against hapless Consadole Sapporo. After a goalless first period, the game turned decisively when Sapporo midfielder Junpei Takagi received a straight red for a foul on half-time substitute Zlatan Ljubijankic. Milivoje Novakovic converted the resultant penalty and went on to score a hat-trick in a comprehensive win that also saw goals for Carlinhos and Yu Hasegawa. Ormia remained 2 points clear of Gamba, with Albirex Niigata now two further back in 17th position after their goalless draw at 4th-placed Jubilo Iwata. The game ended in controversy when Kishore Yano's cutback hit Michel and went into the open net to apparently seal victory for Albirex, only for the goal to be ruled out by the linesman's flag. Iwata are now 8 points off the top, with Sagan Tosu 1 point behind them thanks to a 3-1 victory over Kashiwa Reysol, whose hopes of defending their crown look to be over as they now trail Hiroshima by 11 points. Elsewhere, Cerezo Osaka stayed 4 points clear of danger after a 3-2 home win over Shimizu S-Pulse. Yokohama F. Marinos won 2-1 in Kashima, despite the dismissal of former Antlers forward Marquinhos, while Kawasaki Frontale beat FC Tokyo by the same margin. Well, that's all from me for this week. Do join me again for the start of our third century next time, following a weekend that could see Consadole Sapporo become the fastest relegated team in J-League history. Bye for now.